Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Vice President J.D. Vance is coming to Minnesota today and is expected to meet with immigration agents. The vice president is also scheduled to participate in a roundtable and speak with local leaders. Vance is coming to Minneapolis during the Operation Metro Surge immigration crackdown. Mayor Jacob Frey said in a statement, quote, "If the vice president actually wanted to help, he should be focused on stopping federal agents from targeting and harming our neighbors in ways that clearly cross constitutional lines." The Minnesota House Fraud and Prevention Committee has wrapped up its work before the legislative session. DFL committee lead Dave Pinto of St. Paul says the two sides may disagree on the politics of fraud, but both want it to stop.
We all share just a sense of fury and shared with so many Minnesotans at the prospect of, and in fact, we know this has happened, of taxpayer dollars that are intended for vulnerable people, people in need, and having those dollars not go to people in need.
Committee Chair Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove believes legislation to stop fraud will get passed.
Over the last year, we have exposed so much fraud that I think there will be strong bipartisan support to get fraud done. That might be the only thing we get done this year, but we will get some fraud legislation through.
Thousands are expected to the state capitol today for the 2026 March for Life. Kathy Blazer of Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life says this rally started on the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's January 22, 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
This is our 57th annual March for Life, and we march to commemorate the tens of millions of lives lost to abortion and lives wounded through abortion.
She says the 30-minute march will be followed by a program on the state capitol steps. Minnesota is heading into the deep freeze for the next few days. Ryan Dunleavy of the National Weather Service says it'll be bitterly cold through Saturday.
Your wind chills are going to be anywhere from that minus 35 to the minus 50. The minus 50 range, with the coldest being northwestern Minnesota. For most of us, this isn't our first rodeo when it comes to cold air, but frostbite can happen very quickly and also, you know, lead to hypothermia.
Dunleavy recommends bundling up properly if you must go outside. Temperatures will fall double digits below zero for most of the state tonight and Friday night. And the University of Minnesota women's basketball team beat Oregon 65-60 last night in Eugene. Amaya Battle led the Golden Gophers with 20 points, and Grace Gahulski added 19 and 6 rebounds. The Ducks rallied to within 3 points late in the game, but Minnesota was able to hang on. Rival Wisconsin comes to Williams Arena on Sunday. This is MNN.